Welcome to Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast here on eRadio, where curiosity meets dentistry straight from the experts. I'm Ian, and every week I'm chatting to Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile. We take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So if you're looking to brighten that smile or protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. Stick around as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and your finances. Today is the final one in the teeth whitening series, and Dr. Udelman joins us with some very good advice. Dr. Udelman, welcome back.
Thanks, Ian. Hope you had a great week, and thanks for having me back. And like you said, today we'll be wrapping up our teeth whitening. For anyone who hasn't heard the previous ones, we did our first one was an overview, and then we did a whole episode on in-chair whitening at the dentist, and then take-home whitening. And last week we were speaking about non-dental whitening, or something from a beauty salon, or from something over the internet. And then today, to wrap up, just to cover some of the things that we haven't spoken about, it's just some tips and advice. So let's fire away. I know you've got about 9 or 10 questions like usual, so I'm ready for you.
Yes. So, Doctor, what are the best practices for maintaining a white smile after treatment?
So when you say after treatment, if you are getting an in-chair teeth whitening at the dentist, we generally recommend that you avoid staining foods like tea, coffee, red wine, and curry in the first 24 hours after treatment. I'm on a teeth whitening WhatsApp group, people from 15 countries. And just yesterday, an article came through, which, to be honest, I haven't read yet, but someone has actually shown that that's not the case. But don't quote me on that. I generally tell patients to avoid those things because that's what the manufacturers say. And look, if you're getting, as recommended, take-home teeth whitening trays, you're going to start using those from the next day. So if you do slip up and you have something that maybe starts to restain your teeth, you're going to be taking home, in the case of OptiSmile, we send you home with 7.5% or 9.5% hydrogen peroxide. So it's not such a big worry. So if it's now like a few weeks or a month after your teeth whitening, you've done your in-chair plus your take-home trays, or you've done just take-home trays, then, you know, there are special toothpaste that your dentist can recommend. We've got a number of different ones here. So they proper professional whitening toothpaste that are not very abrasive, and they can help to maintain the whitening. Regular dental cleaning. So often people who need teeth whitening, also they come in, they've got a lot of tartar and stain, and we would have cleaned their teeth before we did any in-chair or take-home whitening. So make sure. A lot of dentists recommend cleaning every 6 months, but some patients, after 3 or 4 months, they have they pick up surface stain, especially people that drink, funnily enough, black tea, and also Americanos or very strong espressos. And that can make your teeth look yellow, but the teeth underneath are still white. We're just talking now about surface stains. Staying hydrated, making sure you've got lots of saliva. If you're a mouth breather, you will tend to pick up more stain on the front of the teeth. You must remember that teeth whitening is to whiten the teeth from the inside. It's quite different to having your teeth polished or removing surface stains. These are two different things. You have to go back and listen to our previous podcast for more information. I'm going to try not to repeat myself too much today. And then touch-up treatments. So some dentists will say, you know, come back in 2 or 3 months or 6 months and we'll do another in-chair touch-up treatment. To be honest, at OptiSmile, we don't like to keep taking people's money and doing more and more in-chair whitening treatments. We're very persistent and encouraging to get our patients to get some take-home trays because then you use them for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever the case is in your case after you're in chair, just for 20 to 40 minutes a day, depending on what we instruct you. And then once a month, you can wear them for a couple of sessions, just a few days in a row, or even one session. And the trays, as long as you don't get any major dental work, the trays will fit you, and they should last a good number of years if they're properly made. And you can do unlimited touch-ups. If you find that you haven't done a touch-up for 3 or 4 or 5 months, and you've got a school reunion or a wedding or something coming up, and you wake up a few days before and you've got some gel, or you pop into the dentist and get some more gel, you just do 3 or 4 or 5 touch-ups, and they'll be as good, if not better, than before. So when I say the dentist will give you some gels, so we often get patients, we're next to a gym, we get patients come in and say, oh, I had my teeth whitened and I've got the trays and I need to buy some gel. So we won't, it does upset people, but we won't just, the receptionist can't just sell the strong stuff, the proper teeth whitening gel over the counter, without a dentist or the hygienist first looking at the teeth, making sure that they know how to use their trays. They might have used a 10% carbamide peroxide overnight. And then, you know, we go ahead and we sell them a 9.5% hydrogen peroxide. If they went and put that in overnight, it would burn their gums and it would cause a lot of problems. So you need to, you know, these are medications. These are strong, you know, chemicals that have been properly tested, and they need to be used properly.
What foods and drinks should be avoided to keep your teeth white?
So once someone's done in-chair whitening plus take-home trays, or they have the take-home trays, generally, my advice is for them to enjoy life. You know, that's what it's all about. Drink your coffee, drink your red wine. You know, I don't really recommend colas, because even diet colas can erode your teeth and cause sensitivity. But even if you're drinking like a diet Sprite or something like that, they can damage your teeth without the staining. But I tell people, like, don't be too concerned. Although we do see people that drink a lot of the very heavy red wines, and their teeth can look quite purple. And they tend to not mind. They'd rather just keep drinking their red wine. Some of them do touch-ups every week just for 10, 20 minutes, which keeps them nice. So juices are a big problem. It's very popular. Downstairs from us, there's a Kauai. And I see people drinking a lot of these juices and smoothies, and a lot of juices, especially if they've got pineapple and citrus, they can erode your enamel and make your teeth more prone to discoloration. And obviously, the obvious other things are eating a lot of berries, you know, curry, tomato sauce. So the worst thing, and that's something that we recommend that people stop, the worst thing is smoking, you know, cigarettes and especially cigars. I'm not so sure about vapes causing staining, but smoking is definitely the worst thing for your teeth and for your health. We have discussed that before. I send people for hypnosis, hypno-smoking in Hout Bay, if you're in Cape Town or near Cape Town. Yeah, some people on the internet or some dentists may say use a straw, but I personally can't see drinking coffee or red wine with a straw. So,
oh, no.
You know, I think get the take-home trays and do your touch-ups and enjoy life. Yeah.
Yeah. And how often should someone come forward touch-ups, Dr. Udelman?
Yeah. So if you smoke or you frequently drink espressos and coffee and you got some stains on your teeth, it's not so much touch-ups. That's getting your teeth polished by the hygienist or the dentist. So that would be important, because the teeth whitening, the take-home trays, or even the lower concentration strips and paint-on gels and things that you can get dispensed by the dentist, we have them here. They're quite mild. They are for whitening the inside of the tooth. If you've got stain on the tooth, a physical stain that you can scratch off with your fingernail or that can be polished off, you know, you've got the touch-up that we're talking about here is getting your teeth polished. And the take-home whitening is definitely the best option for doing touch-ups. The in-chair, we do get people, even though they've done in-chair plus take-home, and they do the touch-ups at home. Sometimes they get a bit lazy with that, and they'll come in maybe every year or 2 years for another in-chair, like a boost. And if you've had it done once and you've done some take-home and you do another in-chair, it works extremely well, way better than the very first one that you do. And yeah, your dentist should be able to make a custom schedule for you or advise you directly.
And any natural remedies, doctor?
So we discussed last week about baking soda. You know, personally, I don't like the taste or some of those baking soda toothpaste. You know, every so often it might be okay just to give a bit of a brush with that if you find that it does take off some of those very light surface stains. It's not going to remove tartar. So there again, the dentist or the hygienist will have to do that. But don't use baking soda every day. Oil pulling with coconut oil is popular, and some people say it removes plaque and stains. I don't see that too often now. When I was in California, it was popular. I'm not sure how it would work to remove stains. So things like eating crunchy fruits and vegetables like apples and carrots and celery, they help clean the teeth naturally and increase your saliva flow. Rinsing your mouth with water. So if you're in Italy and you have an espresso or cappuccino, they always give you a little glass of sparkling water, which I love. You know, just rinsing your mouth out with water. Also, then you won't be walking around with coffee breath. Just keep in mind that while some natural remedies may give you very mild benefits, they're not a substitute for professional whitening.
Yeah. And how can you minimize sensitivity during and after your whitening treatments?
So that's a great question, because I don't think we've covered it fully in our past episodes. So using desensitizing toothpaste before and after whitening treatment helps to build up resistance. When we do in-chair teeth whitening on patients who've reported previous sensitivity with other products, we're always very careful not only to cover up the gums, but we cover up any recession areas. We don't want to put leaching gel or hydrogen peroxide straight on the roots of the teeth, only on the enamel. We'll cover up any little cracks. Sometimes you might recommend only take-home whitening for some of those patients. We have special gel, something called Ultra Ease, that's made by Opalescence, that we will give patients who have extremely sensitive teeth to use in their trays for several days before they attempt any kind of whitening. Again, it's all customized per patient. If your teeth are generally sensitive, you should listen to the podcast about sensitivity, because teeth shouldn't be sensitive unless you're eating or consuming a lot of acidic foods, or you have an extremely dry mouth, or your saliva balance is off. Sometimes people don't realize how much acid they're consuming. Also, sometimes people, we spoke about gastric reflux or GERD. If you have reflux at night and acid is getting on your teeth, that could be getting eroded. If you do get sensitivity from take-home whitening, you could be putting too much gel, or you could be using it for too long. The dentist tells you 20 minutes and you think, well, 40 minutes will be twice as good. So follow the instructions. And there are some other things. You can sometimes do the take-home whitening every other day instead of every day if sensitivity persists. You know, we've very rarely have had someone that can't whiten their teeth. A lot of people talking about sensitivity, we have spoken about zingers. So people have gone somewhere and they got, I think in the day it was called Bright Smile and now it's called Zoom. And there are some of these that are notorious for causing zingers, because the dentist or hygienist insists on using all four syringes that come in the kit, and they've priced it accordingly, and they want to give you your full value. So we don't do that at OptiSmile. We actually have priced things accordingly, and we use Flash. And even though it comes with four
four gels, we only do two sessions. We usually find by session number three, people will start to complain about sensitivity. And if you persist and you continue with the light, whatever product you use, if it's an effective one, you will get those zingers, and they are terrible. Nothing makes them go away. They come and go. They sharp pains. The sensitivity we're talking about here is just, you know, like with ice cream or cold things. This isn't going to work for those zingers. Zingers you want to prevent in the first place. You want to speak to your dentist and ask them, look them in the eye, or the hygienist, and say, are you sure you're not going to give me? I've heard about zingers. I don't want that. Yeah, and the dentist or hygienist can give you fluoride treatments. I'm not such a fan of fluoride treatments. I'd rather prescribe or dispense something called MI paste or tooth mousse. It's the same product with different names. The one MI paste or tooth mousse plus has got a little bit of fluoride. It's got a calcium and phosphate. It's like a conditioner for your teeth. So some of these things will work for people that don't even have teeth whitening. If you've got severe recession and you've eroded your teeth and they're just very, very sensitive, the dentist or hygienist can make you teeth whitening trays that are not scalloped. They don't come up along the gum line. They actually cover up to and over onto the gum and just dispense one of these gels that I've spoken about. Even without teeth whitening, you can just use those trays for these medications. So I think that's a pretty good answer right there. Hopefully that helps a few people. Yeah.
Awesome. And doctor, what should someone do if they experience uneven whitening?
So uneven whitening. So when you start whitening, in most cases, it can be uneven. There are patients, and we'll tell them before we whiten their teeth, that have got fluorosis, little mild white patches on their teeth. If they mild after the first few sessions or after an in-chair whitening, they can be quite obvious. Those two start disappearing a few days after you finish whitening. If you've got patients with very white or brown patches on their teeth, you can whiten them with in-chair and take-home whitening, or just take-home whitening for a good length of time, sometimes up to a month or more. And then the contrast between the brown spot usually disappears. There are other treatments that one can do called microabrasion, or if it's white spots that have been caused by orthodontic treatment, there's a special treatment called ICON, I-C-O-N, that you can use to make those white patches go away. Your dentist would be the best one. Hopefully the uneven whitening is something that's been caused or done, you know, by your dentist or hygienist, so they can advise you in your case. And they should have told you ahead of time if they expect some unevenness. I always tell patients to use very little gel in the take-home trays, and they get concerned that it's going to be uneven, but, you know, it does spread out over the tooth. And the unevenness is not generally caused by not putting enough gel or having little air bubbles. It's usually something to do with your tooth surface from the beginning.
Does using a straw really help prevent staining, or is that just a myth?
So theoretically, it should. You know, you get advice on the internet, like especially useful when drinking things like coffee, tea, or wine. I mean, give me a break. You go and order your steak and your red wine, and you whip your straw out and you start sipping on your red wine. Or you go to Bootleggers and get a double espresso and drink that through a straw. So, look, theoretically it should, because it's limiting the contact, but then you got to be a little bit paranoid. You know, I think the best thing is you know, knock back your espresso and rinse your mouth with some sparkling water or some regular water afterwards. Chew some sugar-free gum. You know, if you have your berries in the morning, you know, rinse your mouth out or knock back your coffee and a glass of red wine, forget the straw. A lot of people do. I've had hygienists in the past that recommend using a straw, but I don't know how you're supposed to do that, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Doctor, how does regular dental hygiene impact the longevity of whitening results?
Oh, that's a great question. So obviously your oral health is paramount. So brushing and flossing every day is essential for removing plaque, because the plaque sitting on the teeth can make your teeth look yellow or quite dull. And also if the plaque sits at the gum line long enough, it can start causing erosion or white patches on the teeth. Fortunately, take-home whitening has been shown to reduce plaque in the mouth and actually help people's gums. It helps your gum health, as well as it can help to prevent cavities. So doing a touch-up every so often is more helpful than not. Regular dental cleanings will help to remove tartar and stains between the teeth. Whitening toothpaste that your dentist recommends are important, but don't make sure they're not abrasive. I'm not a big fan of mouthwash. Some of them can kill bacteria. To be honest, I think, you know, like all parts of our body, our skin, our lungs, or our digestive tract, and so on, we've got a natural biome. And I think just like, you know, taking antibiotics on and off, you know, you cause resistance. I think we shouldn't be on a mission to kill every germ in our body. But something I'm studying at the moment is the natural biome of the mouth and how it contributes to other health benefits in the body. So I think we'll be doing a podcast on that once I've studied the subject further. It's very, very interesting. But I'm not a fan of antibacterial mouthwashes. We need useful bacteria in our mouth. I think mechanical, you know, just the brushing alone and the flossing and the tongue scraping and rinsing out really well with some water or maybe a little bit of salt water. Yeah, if you do like the minty taste, I would use a non-alcoholic mouthwash. There are some mouthwashes that say they whiten your teeth. You know, good luck with that. I don't know enough about it, but I can't see how that would work.
Mm. And any specific products that can help maintain whiteness between treatments?
So there are whitening strips and pens that have hydrogen peroxide. I don't do the ordering in our practice. There's some other dentists and the hygienists and our admin staff. And I was showing a patient an electric toothbrush a couple of days ago. And I came across, we have a whitening pen that's got 6% hydrogen peroxide. And the hygienist has been dispensing that to patients for use for touch-ups in between. But I would say if a patient's got a take-home tray, it's much easier just to put the gel in the tray and to put the tray in for 10 or 20 minutes. I did take home one of those and I've been trying it at home. I'm not 100% sold. You know, you paint it on and it's got 6% hydrogen peroxide. And then I don't know if you're supposed to just walk around with a silly smile on your face or, you know, because what happens is you close your mouth and your lip sticks to your teeth. And then the gel, I think you start swallowing it. So maybe I need to read the instructions again. We've got some professional strips from a dental supplier. Again, you know, if the supplier is listening to this, you know, I'm not a fan of any of those strips. When I lived in America, Crest sold white strips. They still sell them overseas. You can't get them here, although some people buy them on the internet. They do work. They do make your teeth white, but people tend to overuse them, and it can cause severe sensitivity. They also depend on the size of your teeth, and they can get very, very expensive. You're better off with custom-made bleaching trays from your dentist or teeth whitening trays. Yeah, that's the best, the custom take-home kit from your dentist. It can get you going in the beginning and it can keep you going for many years. And yeah, I think that's my main advice. Just keep it simple.
And then our final question for today and for the teeth whitening series, what advice would you give to someone considering their first teeth whitening treatment, doctor?
So always start with a proper examination and consultation
with the dentist. So if you have a hygienist that's maybe moonlighting or seeing patients directly without first seeing the dentist, I would advise against that. I have mentioned some other issues that have cropped up in the past, patients getting their teeth whitened and the hygienist didn't spot a really well-made and well-matching crown and the teeth all whitened and that one crown didn't whiten. And that's a big problem because now you've got to get that crown replaced or wait another few years for your teeth to get yellow again. So, you know, it could turn out to be very expensive. We often get people, oh, I just want to come in for a whitening. Oh, my dentist told me my teeth are fine and I'm fine to get a whitening. We tell those patients, well, then, you know, get your dentist to whiten your teeth or come in for a full examination, come and see one of the dentists. For convenience, we do offer patients, they can come in. We've got a package. You can get an in-chair. Sorry, I'll start again. You get a full exam, a consultation. You chat to the dentist. You get photos of all your teeth. We check the color. We take an x-ray. We examine your teeth. We tell you everything that's going on. And you can get a cleaning at that visit and an in-chair whitening and take-home trays. I think that's called the deluxe package. And the dentist does all of that because it's quite hard to coordinate the dentist and the hygienist all in one visit. So that's what we do offer. You can also book an exam and x-rays and check up, you know, with the dentist and then book a clean with the hygienist right afterwards. But we wouldn't tend to book an in-chair whitening straight afterwards at that point because the dentist would have to say yay or nay. We can make take-home trays at any exam visit, but you would need to get a clean. So if you don't get the clean that day, you get your teeth clean before you pick your trays up. Yeah, so I would say set realistic expectations. Teeth won't go unnaturally white, but they will significantly brighten. So you're not going to look like Ross in Friends. Everyone remembers that. They're not going to glow in the dark. We often get patients to say, oh, I don't want my teeth to look like so-and-so, or I don't want my teeth to look like this singer or that cricket player. And I guarantee you those are just really bad turkey teeth or veneers. No one's ever over-whitened their teeth with teeth whitening. They still look natural. I would be prepared for some mild sensitivity to cold. It should only be mild. So especially if you've never done teeth whitening before, just so I don't think anyone can promise that there's not going to be no sensitivity at all. There's always a chance that something could get sensitive and the dentist should be able to manage that. And the maintenance is the key. You know, whitening isn't permanent. You need to follow up with some of the touch-ups that we've spoken about. And as I said, my favorite one is the take-home trays. And avoid non-dental treatments and some of these things on TikTok that are going viral. Your dentist or hygienist will be the best to guide you on the safest and the most effective option. And yeah, hopefully now that you've heard all five podcasts, you know what to do. And we did do a podcast about the benefits, the psychosocial or the psychological benefits of being more confident from a whiter smile. We often see patients that have got crooked teeth and yellow or stained teeth, and just getting a clean, you know, making sure that they're healthy, getting your gums nice and healthy, having fresh breath. And then after they polish, doing a take-home whitening, which I've said is my favorite. If you're in a hurry and you want to spend money, then do an in-chair as well. And even though your teeth may not be perfectly straight or you can't afford Invisalign or braces at that point, they just look so much better and people feel so much better. And it's for the price, it's definitely the best cosmetic treatment you can do.
Thank you so much again, Dr. Yudelman, for your expertise and your time. We really appreciate it. This was very, very interesting indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you. And as usual, next week will be a big surprise.
mainly because not only you don't know what it is, but I haven't decided. I've got so many great subjects.
You'll surprise yourself.
Surprise myself. Every day I come up with some new podcasts, but I like to do them in series so that they tie together better and they're not all over the show. We've had a lot of questions recently about crown lengthening versus laser gum surgery for gummy smiles, and then people with recession, you know, about gum grafts and whether they work. So I can't promise those will be next week, but we've got a lot of very good episodes coming up. So thanks again, and speak to you next week.
Absolutely, Doctor. Thank you so much. And also a big thanks to our listeners. Of course, remember, as we always say at the end, while we strive to provide valuable insights, you must always consult with your own dental professional for advice that's tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more enlightening discussions, and join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy with Dr. Clifford Yudelman from OptiSmile. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Yudelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.